USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 9 teenagers were arrested last night in connection with a mob beatdown of 3 Marines on a Southern California beach in San Clemente over the weekend. The Orange County Sheriff's Department announced 4 males and 1 female were charged with assault with a deadly weapon and were admitted to juvenile hall. Another 4 minors were reportedly charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. House leaders are confident that the chamber today will approve the debt ceiling bill between President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy when they vote on the measure later today after the House Rules Committee greenlit it last night.
The move clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. The rule was adopted by a 7-6 vote with Republican Representatives Chip Roy and Ralph Norman joining all Democrats in opposition. The debt limit bill will now advance to the floor for debate with a vote sometime today. The 99-page measure would raise the nation's spending limit for the next 2 years to avoid a federal debt default. I'm Skip Kelly.
Plumes of smoke from wildfires burning in southeastern Canada's Nova Scotia province are drifting across the northeastern USA and prompting air quality alerts in several cities through today. Fires have been burning in Canada for weeks. North Korea has said an accident happened as it planned to send up its first space satellite, causing it to crash into the sea. Pyongyang announced earlier it planned to launch a satellite to monitor U.S. military activities. It now says it will attempt a second launch as soon as possible. The launch sparked a false alarm today in the South Korean capital of Seoul, while in Japan a warning was issued to residents on Okinawa in the south. Several thousand cheering and flag-waving Jordanians packed a sports stadium for a free concert in the capital of Amman as part of celebrations leading up to the kingdom's first major royal wedding in years. 28-year-old Crown Prince Hussein is to marry Saudi architect Rajwa Alsaf tomorrow. USA News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The planned demolition of an Iowa apartment building that partially collapsed is being put on hold.
The decision comes as 5 people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse on Sunday. That came after officials previously said they didn't believe there were any unaccounted residents still in the building.
We understand that this is an unthinkable situation, especially for the families that are involved and impacted by this event.
Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson said 2 of the 5 unaccounted people are believed to be in the building still. A 9th survivor was found on the 4th floor of the building in Davenport. Board on Monday. I'm Skip Kelly.
The debt ceiling bill passes to make it to the House floor for a vote today.
The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 in favor of advancing the bill Tuesday. Republican Representatives Chip Roy and Ralph Norman joined all Democrats on the committee who voted against it. The 99-page debt limit deal caps federal spending for 2 years and tightens work requirements for welfare beneficiaries. It also raises the debt ceiling until January 2025. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Malaysia has detained a Chinese-registered vessel suspected of looting 2 British World War II shipwrecks. The bulk carrier was seized on Sunday for anchoring illegally in the site of the South China Sea. Ammunition believed to be from the HMS Prince of Wales and HMS Repulse, which were sunk by Japanese forces more than 80 years ago, was found on board. The UK Ministry of Defense had earlier condemned the alleged raid as a desecration of maritime war graves. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.